Across many of the references that have been provided and some of the examples of outcome indicators, there are a couple of things that need to be considered as you embark on outcome performance measurement. Number one is to look at the readiness of yourself if you're doing a self-evaluation or your agency in embarking on this. It's an important part of quality care, but it's very important to have a good idea about what you're getting into in order for the process to be successful. All of the different ways in which you need to look at measurement demand a multidimensional approach. So make sure that as you design the ways in which you're going to use outcomes to achieve quality care, that you're looking across multiple dimensions. Are you using rating scales and interviews? Are you looking at success from the consumer's point of view as well as the provider's point of view? It's important to select quality indicators for assessment. The Olin and others, 2014, describes a process for developing indicators of family support services in delivering community, team-based mental health care. It's important that you look at what you're already collecting. What are some measures that you're collecting? For example, if you're involved in doing a functional behavioral assessment, that's important information that you can use, as there is no need to duplicate that. Look at what you already have in place. What are some other procedures that are in place that you can use? Maybe you work for an agency that has multiple funding mechanisms and you're already collecting data from one funder. Maybe, for example, you're a United Way agency, and as part of receiving United Way funds, you have to be tracking certain outcomes. You wouldn't want to design a completely separate way of using outcomes to achieve quality care for a different funder. Take a look and see what's in place and what you are already tracking and how you can use that. It's important that you then identify what's missing and how you can integrate those procedures and measures into the interventions that you're providing. It's very difficult to sustain measuring outcomes if they aren't tied to something meaningful for the people that are doing it, whether it's a teacher that's filling it out, a consumer filling it out on themselves, or you as a provider. It must be meaningful. You want to identify those procedures and measures that are going to give you the biggest bang for the buck. You also want to be reviewing those approaches and rating scales for cultural appropriateness. Look at how you can blend cultural responsiveness with good outcome evaluation. This is also an area where it's very important to partner with families and with consumers because they can let you know whether a measure or a rating scale is really getting at what you want it to get at. It may be culturally offensive. It may need to be delivered in a different way. You also want to ensure in all areas that you have consumer input. The family self-assessment is one example of that. You can partner with families and with consumers in the evaluation process, as we discussed several weeks ago. The richness of the evaluation is greatly enhanced if consumers and families are central to the process. One thing that's very important to using outcomes to achieve quality care is making sure there's adequate training on the measures and on the process, both in terms of families and consumers, and certainly for yourself and for agency personnel in using the measure appropriately. Training should be in terms of what the tool is measuring, how do you administer it, and most importantly, how do you interpret the findings. These next two really go together. How are you going to sustain these efforts? It's not going to do you a lot of good to do a one-shot evaluation. But in order to sustain these efforts, you do need adequate and ongoing training and support, and you need to recognize and celebrate accomplishments. So building into your outcome or your assessment process and ways in which you reward good work, good effort, both in terms of celebrating an accomplishment on a treatment plan or recognizing the accomplishments of a particular agency are all important in sustaining those efforts. If you are a supervisor, it's very important to be supportive of those accomplishments and of the use of outcomes to achieve quality care in those people that you're supervising if you want to sustain their efforts. Finally, no process is one that cannot be improved, so you want to always review the process to see if it's still working for you. Things change. The people that you serve may change in terms of their characteristics, so you want to make sure that you're using outcomes to achieve quality care, and you're continuously reviewing and assessing how well your outcome evaluation process is in helping you meet that goal of high quality care.